Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor. This is Document Management for Accountants to Go, a monthly podcast program with executive editor Darren Root and the country's foremost document management consultant, John Higgins. These thought leaders discuss all aspects of document management with a laser focus on the special needs of the practicing accountant.
This is Darren Root, executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor for Intersection Live, and you are listening to episode 28 of Document Management for Accountants to Go. I'm here with my regular co-host, John Higgins, who is a principal with CPA Crossings out in Metro Detroit. So welcome today, John.
Good morning, Darren. How are you doing today?
Good. Good to talk to you again. It's been a month.
Yeah, great summer so far, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty hot and humid in southern Indiana. How about Michigan? You guys aren't known for that.
Yeah, but it's been the same here. It's been very hot, very humid, and it's going to get a little bit of cooling off the next week or so, it looks like.
I'm looking forward to that. So, John, last month where we left off, you had written the review for our document management products for the magazine. That's probably a couple of months ago. But we had looked at about half of the products and talked about half the products that were in that review in our last podcast, episode 27. And today what we're going to do is talk about the remainder of those products. And I think we had about five of them left. One of them is Net Documents. We have File Cabinet Solution, File Cabinet CS, actually from Thomson Reuters. Also, Go File Room from Thomson Reuters, product called Trino, and DocuShare. So, John, I think, does that sound like what you remember as well?
That's correct, Darren. Yeah, those are the five we need to review.
Okay. Well, John, let's just start right in. You may lay just a little bit of groundwork again for those who didn't hear episode 27 as to what we're talking about, and just dig in with Net Documents.
Okay. Yeah. Just in the June issue of the CPA Technology Advisor, we did a review of the group of applications we identify as document management systems. And then in the July issue, we did a separate group that we identified as document storage solutions, which generally have a little bit more limited scope of features and functionality. So in this the review, and as you identified, the audience can go to the magazine or to the website and see the full details of the review. But basically, as we reviewed each vendor's solution, we were looking for things along the lines of primarily, you know, the overall interface. How intuitive is the system to work with, and integration with other applications, and really looking at integration from two main perspectives. One would be integration with other accounting and tax applications, because, of course, the primary audience for the magazine is the accounting and tax service world or market, and then also integration with core applications like the Microsoft Office applications and particularly Outlook, because we're doing so much communication through email these days. And then we also looked at just the ability to access the system remotely and scanning functionality and a list of other things, but those are kind of the main categories. So kind of use that as, a little bit of background as we talk about each of the vendors.
Okay.
And when we talk about the first one here, Net Documents, one of the things that we do in the review is we try to identify whether the particular solution is what we would call a vertical solution, meaning it's designed specifically for accounting and tax practitioners, or is it a horizontal solution where it's designed to meet the needs of many different types of businesses and industries. And there's pros and cons to both. When we get to Net Documents here, they're really a little bit more along the lines, I would say, of a horizontal solution. Their primary forte has really been law firms, not so much accounting and tax firms. And they've been around for 20 years or so providing document management solutions. And they have, I think, about 1,500 law firms using their system now and a much smaller number of tax and accounting firms. So they're really just kind of making their foray into that market space. And I think they're getting off to a good start. But what they do lack is the direct integration with the tax prep software, you know, engagement work paper software and those kinds of applications. But what they do have, because of the nature of their expertise in the legal industry, is very strong security, very, very strong capabilities in terms of document authentication. So from that perspective, I think they have, you know, something to offer that's, you know, a growing area of interest is this whole, you know, protecting the privacy of the, you know, sensitive personal documents. So that may be one of their real strengths in their offering.
John, on NetDocuments, they are a web-based application. Isn't that right?
Yes, they are. And basically, you pay a monthly fee per user, and they provide it as a hosted solution, and which is one of the advantages. You know, I personally like that model. I think that particularly for smaller practitioners, smaller firms, the ability to kind of outsource that responsibility of managing the IT infrastructure that's necessary to support a document management system, it's, I think is a nice advantage that a vendor can offer that.
So who is the what is the right type of firm to look at a NetDocuments? If you're using a whole suite of software, let's say you're using a Thomson Reuters or you're using a CCH, does it make sense to go look at it at a NetDocuments because of its web capabilities, or does that make more or less sense in that respect?
Well, you know, I'm a proponent of looking at as many solutions as you have time to, just to get a better understanding of what the market has to offer and the range of solutions out there. But you know, the bottom line is there's a significant advantage when you have direct integration with your core applications, your tax and accounting applications, and the fact that it doesn't offer that, you know, is definitely a negative towards the application. But for those practitioners who aren't using the suites, if they're not into the Thomson Reuters suite or they're not into the CCH suite, and they maybe have more of a potpourri of applications, then, you know, NetDocuments may be the kind of solution that can benefit them. And for those firms, I would definitely suggest taking a look at it.
Got it. All right. So next, John, we have File Cabinet CS from Thomson Reuters.
Yeah, no, this is a really strong product, and you know, every year we review it. It's one of the leaders out there, of course, in the accounting and tax marketplace, because Thomson Reuters has such a you know, depth of penetration into the market. So there's a lot of firms out there using it, and every year as we do the reviews, I just continue to see that they keep evolving the product, and it gets better and better all the time. It's really a no-brainer decision for those firms that are using the Thomson Reuters suite of applications. You know, I would definitely say look at that first, and if there's just, you know, for whatever reason you just don't find it suitable to your needs, then you can expand out and look at other solutions. But the depth of integration with the other Thomson applications just is pretty compelling. I really like the way it's you know, I use the term seamless. We use that a lot, probably overuse that, but the integration is very seamless. When you are in a given application, like the Thomson Reuters payroll service, the reports, when you generate them, you can publish them directly to File Cabinet Solution, and it'll put them in a folder identified with that particular application. Same thing if you're in the UltraTax, doing the tax preparation, the final return will go right into a folder identified as the you know, tax folder, and so it's very well organized and easy to get the documents into the proper place in the DMS.
You know, one of the nice things I think about File Cabinet, John, too, is it's, well, first of all, you can get that in the flavor of an on-premise solution. So if everything's on your servers, you can certainly get the on-premise component of that. Or, you know, Thomson Reuters has their virtual office component, you know, which is more that web-based version of that, or having it out into the clouds. But with File Cabinet, you can integrate that with their net client portals, which allows you then to take documents out of File Cabinet and make them available to your clients via a portal. Now, we didn't talk about that with Net Documents. We ought to go back and revisit that just a second. But what's your take on that, John?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Darren. And I, you know, I've looked at a lot of different portal solutions in this market space, and the Thomson Reuters, the CS portal solution, is one of the best out there. It's really got a lot of depth of functionality. It's more than just a document publishing portal. It also has the ability to provide sign-on to other applications, including Microsoft Office now, and they have a service where you can actually access QuickBooks through their portal as an alternative. So, yeah, it's a very robust portal, and the fact that the file cabinet solution has that direct integration with the portal is, that's key, because it just makes it a whole lot easier to get your information out to the portal and to manage the content that's out there. And that's a big part of deploying a portal these days, is managing all the content that you put out there.
Absolutely. Do you know, John, did NetDocuments have any sort of portal capabilities?
Yes, it did. It has a basically, it has a model. I'm not sure that specifically how their technology works, other than they have a model where you can provide user logins to a secure area through an internet browser, and you just basically you drag and drop the documents in there. So it's not a when we talk about the integration between a portal and the document management system, there's really two basic approaches that exist out there. One is where the end user client coming through the portal will actually be accessing the original document back in the document management system. That's one approach. The other approach is where you actually make a copy or send a copy of the document to the portal area. And with NetDocuments, my understanding is it's that approach where you actually move a copy of the original document into their portal area, and then you basically assign access to the client user as appropriate.
Okay. You know, our next product, John, is Go File Room from Thomson Reuters as well. And this is, this product's been around for a good while and is a web-based product. So just kind of talk through that one.
Yeah, GoFileRoom, it's an interesting history of GoFileRoom. It was developed back in the, the mid to late 90s by a startup organization out in New Jersey. And then Thomson Reuters acquired them back in the, late 90s. No, I guess it was first part of the century. I get my years mixed up here.
Yeah.
But it was about six, seven years ago, I believe, that Thomson acquired them. And so what's interesting is because now Thomson has two very strong solutions. And the file cabinet solution we just talked about really kind of came, from the bottom up as more of an entry-level system, and has really continued to add a lot of functionality and make it a very robust, firm-wide solution for sure. GoFileRoom's history is they really initially targeted the top 100 accounting firms throughout the country. And I know for a while their claim was that they were the number one solution in the top 100 firms. I don't know factually if that's still the case or not, but I know they have a very strong presence there. But they continue to evolve their solution and have really worked to target more towards the middle market. So they kind of share access to the same market to a certain degree that File Cabinet Solution does. And it will be very interesting to see as time marches on as to what Thomson's strategy is overall with the two solutions. But with GoFileRoom, and I have quite a bit of experience with that because we used to be involved with them and help them actually implement it in firms. They would kind of subcontract some of the implementation projects to us at CPA Crossings. And so we helped a lot of firms deploy it. And one of the things I always felt about GoFileRoom is its real strength was in and continues to be its interface. It's very intuitive because when you log on through your browser, and that's the only way you can use it, its only option is to subscribe to their web-hosted service. So you can't deploy it on-premise. But when you log through the browser into their service, you have a visual file cabinet, and you configure that file cabinet to have individual drawers of content that is optimized to the nature of your practice. So if you're a business valuation specialist, if that's what your firm specializes in, you might have a drawer just labeled business valuation document, and you can configure how the content related to business valuations is organized. You could have another drawer for HR documents, and you can configure how you organize those documents specifically for HR. So it offers a lot of flexibility and a very intuitive interface. And like the file cabinet solution, it has direct integration with a number of tax packages as well as a number of practice management solutions. So they've been a little bit more generic in that regard because prior to Thomson acquiring them, the company that developed it, ImmediaTek, had no they had no tax software and no practice management software of their own to integrate with. So they really tried to work into the market by offering integration with a number of vendor solutions. So it's a good solution, and they've definitely done a lot in the last couple of years to make it more attractive for the small and middle market firms. Whereas early on, I'd say they were, like I said, they were really focusing on the large firms, but it really applies at all levels of firms today.
Yeah, I think that's what we're seeing. So, John, next we have Trino. Tell us a little bit about Trino.
Okay, Trino is basically what we identify as a content management system. So, and what we mean by that is I put it in the category similar in a certain respect to SharePoint. So as a content manager, it's more of a platform that allows you to put different types of content, not just documents, but other information into the system. You can, you know, create lists and task lists and things like that. It's another example of a horizontal solution, as we talked about Net Documents. So what it is lacking, again, would be the direct integration with the tax and accounting and practice management solution. But it is a set up as a browser-based application. You can deploy it through their hosting service as a cloud computing solution, or you can deploy it internally. But in either case, you still access it through the browser. And that has definitely some appeal. That's really where the market is moving in a big way to simplify access to these applications. They do offer a barcoding feature. We really haven't talked about that, but barcoding is a methodology that really facilitates the process when you put documents, specifically paper documents, when you scan them in to put them into the system. Somebody has to identify how those are going to be tagged, how they're going to be indexed, and you have to decide, is that going to be the professional staff working on the engagement that's going to make those decisions, or are you going to rely on the scan operator? And usually it's the former, because a staff person knows about the document, knows about the client. And with the barcoding capability, what that allows for is the staff person can be working through the paper documents, kind of getting them organized and ready for scanning, and can then go in and generate some barcode documents to identify where each stack of documents belongs and how it needs to be indexed. And when they print those barcodes, they just put them on top of the paper documents, and when they send them over to the scan operator, the scan operator just runs them through the scanner and doesn't have to really have any knowledge about the content of the document. So it's a nice feature that really facilitates the streamlining of the workflow to organize the documents and then get them scanned in and populated into the document management system in the proper location.
Okay. Looks like they do a lot with business process management, too, is one of their goals in trying to integrate that with the email and the document management all together. Did you have a chance to look much at their business process management? Is that more their workflow component?
They do have a workflow feature that you can basically just set up at a document level or a group of documents where you can, you know, specify a path that it needs to go through, and you can then route it through the office automatically, and it will send alerts to the individual that it's been routed to for access, whatever the purpose may be. I didn't get real deep into their workflow, but from everything I was able to review about it, yeah, it sounds like they're really focusing it in that area. And they have nice integration with the email. You can literally drag and drop email messages directly into the document management system. And that's a huge feature to really understand as you look for different document management systems. That integration with email is one of the keys, I believe. I put it up there at least equal with scanning, if not, you know, surpassing scanning, because as we all know, the majority of the information we're exchanging these days is coming through email messages and with or without attachments. And so anything that you have as far as functionality to facilitate moving those documents from email into the DMS is going to really be important.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, John. So our last one today, John, is DocuShare. So talk to us a little bit about that one.
Okay, DocuShare is a solution that's developed by Xerox. So they're also in the category of horizontal. And so, again, if we just look at the three or the five solutions we talked about, Net Documents, Trino, and now DocuShare, those three would be the horizontals designed to work in many different types of businesses, whereas the file cabinet solution or file cabinet CS and the Go File Room are designed specifically for accounting and tax offices. So where DocuShare comes into play is, again, those of our audience who are in practices that may not be focused like on a lot of routine tax preparation or audit engagements. If you're more of a boutique firm, maybe do more consulting types of services, that's where DocuShare is going to, is going to be a nice solution for you. One of the things that I like, they just recently released a electronic forms tool, and that becomes an important component of the whole paperless workflow system. You know, a lot of firms are using Adobe Acrobat to generate some electronic forms like routing sheets and checklists and such, and they've built their own tool here with the DocuShare to allow you to set up the forms that can be completed electronically, of course, then filed directly into the document management system. It is also a completely browser-based application, and so you have the ability, again, to deploy that internally, or they also offer some hosted solutions, a hosted option for you to use it through their data center service.
Yeah, it looks like they, although this is coming from Xerox, as a solution, does it have any particular integration with any of Xerox equipment that makes it more beneficial?
I didn't notice anything like that in my review of it, Darren, specifically, but
okay.
I'm sure I don't know if it has any that specifically takes advantage of Xerox equipment, but definitely, all these solutions have the ability to basically integrate to some degree with the scanning operation, but I don't know about what specifically it comes through the Xerox system.
Well, John, one of the things that I notice is over the last 5 years, we've seen a lot more solutions become a lot more robust in this particular space. So there's a lot of good solutions out there for firms today. No reason for firms to be stuck in the mud of paper at this point, don't you think?
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, I think we're moving to where it's just going to be a real challenge to figure out, okay, what is the best solution? Because there are so many options out there, and in any given practice, any given firm, there's going to be solutions that are very strong in certain areas, like integrating with the tax software or integrating with the practice management system, but they may, be weak on other sides of it. So, it'll be interesting to just see how the market evolves. But the good news is that the solutions are all getting better and a lot more and a lot better choices for the practitioners.
Yeah, I agree. Well, John, we're out of time today. I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you soon. Any other closing thoughts on our document management before we leave everyone?
Just that they might want to go back and review the full review on the website and also the document storage systems review, which was in the July issue. And that'll give them, just by reading through those reviews, they'll get, I think, a better understanding of the market overall.
Yeah, good point. Well, John, thanks a lot and hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Darren. You too.
Okay.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.